Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The mayor of Fall River, Jaisal Correa, insists he is not guilty of federal charges of defrauding investors or of committing tax fraud to finance a lavish lifestyle. Prosecutors allege the scheme dates back to 2013, when he began seeking funding for his startup, but continued into his time as mayor. Correa was elected in 2016. WBUR's Simone Rios has the story.
Correa is one of the state's youngest mayors. He was elected at the age of 23. Now 26, he was arrested yesterday morning by members of the IRS and FBI, charged with 9 counts of wire fraud and 4 counts of filing false tax returns. Hank Shaw is the FBI's special agent in charge in Boston.
Mayor Correa has brought undeserved shame and embarrassment upon the city of Fall River. He betrayed the trust of his investors and betrayed the trust of his constituents.
Correa was escorted into the courtroom in handcuffs and shackles, wearing a simple black shirt and a 5 o'clock shadow. When he left the courthouse 2 hours later, he was clean-shaven, in a sharply tailored suit, smiling and waving to a gaggle of journalists. Asked if he would resign, Correa said absolutely not.
There's not a single thing that the U.S. Attorney's Office said in that 19-page indictment that I did wrong as mayor of the city of Fall River. I'm very proud of that. I've got a great family. Great friends. I love the city of Fall River. I'm going to go back to my office tonight and get back to work serving the people of Fall River.
But Correa's claims of innocence could be a tough sell for the voters who reelected him last November. Duti Yagin says he was both saddened and surprised when he heard the mayor was being charged with fraud.
His indictment just gives a big black eye to the city now. And I don't know if I'm just speaking for myself or all the other voters. We feel that we're misled and had the wool pulled over our eyes, basically, and it's just kind of a disgrace.
Correa became mayor after former mayor Will Flanagan was ousted in a recall effort. Correa had told investigators that Flanagan brandished a gun and asked Correa to withdraw support for the recall. Neither Correa nor the district attorney decided to press charges, though Flanagan's political career was badly damaged. Fall River resident Melissa Comstock is disappointed the political turmoil has started anew.
We already had issues with the other previous mayors, so why is it continuing? Why are you adding to it?
The indictment says Correa raised more than $360,000 for a tech startup he founded before taking office. It accuses him of using roughly two-thirds of that money to fund a, quote, lavish lifestyle involving a luxury car, clothing and jewelry, and adult entertainment. Authorities say within weeks of receiving the first investment, Correa bought a used C-Class Mercedes. Andrew Lelling, U.S. Attorney for the District of Massachusetts, says the allegations might not normally rise to the level of a federal indictment, but politicians get special treatment.
One of the things we look at is how much money is involved. Is it worth a federal charge? If you're a public official, that amount is going to be lower. We are more willing to take on those kinds of cases because you can't have public officials engaged either in committing fraud or in using their position for personal gain.
After pleading not guilty, Correa was released on $10,000 unsecured bond, meaning he'll only have to pay if he fails to appear at his next court date in December. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.